I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. In Nigeria, it's been 2 weeks of anxiety and anger for the parents of more than 200 abducted schoolgirls. The girls were kidnapped from a school in the northeast of the country. It's believed that the Islamist group Boko Haram is responsible. But so far, there's no confirmed information about where these girls are and how they're being treated. And the Nigerian government has been slow, to say the least, in its response. Ameto Akpe is a Nigerian journalist. She's reported on government corruption in Nigeria, and she's now a fellow at the Nieman Foundation at Harvard University. Ameto, when you heard about the girls who were abducted, what was your first reaction?
Anger. Just a lot of anger and confusion. The usual feeling of helplessness, knowing that nothing is going to be done as quickly as it should be done. Because on one hand, nobody had really taken responsibility, even though it has summarily been placed at the feet of Boko Haram, the terrorist group. And then secondly, because the Nigerian government has a track record of really not doing things quickly enough to address the issues concerning its people. So a lot of anger and a lot of frustration.
Where do you think the response really lies? Is it with the state government or the federal government at this point?
Definitely the federal government. It has gone way beyond the state government. The problem is that the issue with the terrorism and the insurgency was allowed to fester for too long. And as usual, the whole knee-jerk approach in Nigeria, the fact that it could have been dealt with when it was a grassroots issue, but the fact is that it has escalated over the years and it's way beyond what a state government can handle. It's definitely at the feet of the federal government. And the fact is, it's more about a strategic, intelligent way of dealing with it and not about brute force. Because as we've seen over the past months and weeks, brute force doesn't really achieve much.
But what about the case of the girls who've been abducted? What do you think the government can do that it's not doing?
Well, first and foremost, it should have done more in terms of providing more security and protection for the people on the ground and not just sending in military force to deal with the problem. These girls were taken through Nigeria. Nigeria has particular borders. You would have expected that there would be a lockdown on the country around those borders. You know, more people intelligently in terms of getting ground intelligence from the people who live within that area. But that was not done. Seriously, that was not done. As a matter of fact, the Nigerian government tried to manipulate the narrative a couple of days later, coming out with this report saying, oh, we've rescued all the girls. And luckily, the principal of that school was brave enough to come forward and finally say, no, that has not been done. So it's just the need for more strategic, intelligent intervention.
I can't get a sense of what the government is doing. I mean, are there people up, are there troops up there? Are there investigators? I keep hearing about a really remote region in the Northeast that's hard to penetrate. I'm just trying to get a picture of what really is going on.
That is a very good question. The fact is, in Nigeria, nothing is as it seems. I would expect in a properly functional system that every hour, every 6 hours, you are giving the public a clear idea of what exactly you are doing, which sort of alludes to the fact that nothing is actually happening. Well, there have been reports that, yes, we have sent in troops. Well, nobody knows exactly what is happening, how this is being done, how people are being engaged. In terms of an intelligent, strategic approach to dealing with the issue, there is no clear idea what is happening.
What have you been hearing from relatives and friends and colleagues back in Nigeria?
Well, it's a lot of frustration and a lot of anger, no more directed just at the fact that this terrorist group, in the name of Islam, in the name of politics, is causing so much havoc to innocent lives, but anger towards the government. It's really, right now, it's almost like a nation that it's upside down.
Ameto Akpe is a Nigerian journalist and a fellow at the Nieman Foundation at Harvard. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.